ABC News.
The Assistant Secretary of the SDA, the union, Josh Peake, joins us on the line from Adelaide. Josh Peake, thanks for being with us.
Hi, Steve.
What sort of abuse are we talking about here to your members? Is it physical or verbal?
All of both. We've had a number of serious incidents, including one just a couple of weeks ago where a retail worker was assaulted for trying to enforce company policy in relation to limits on the purchase of baby formula.
So what, somebody wanted to take more than what was the limit of formula they could buy?
Yeah, so at that time, and I understand the policy's now changed to bring it back down to 2, but at that point in time, the limit was at 8, and there was a customer who was cycling back through the store for their third time, so they were going to increase their purchase to 24 tins, and a retail worker stepped in to inform them that, you know, it was against company policy, and they were physically assaulted. But look, it's not an isolated incident. Unfortunately, because there is such a rush on baby formula at the moment due to the personal shoppers, we're seeing supermarket shelves emptying. That's causing a lot of distress to people who are trying to buy their normal supply, and that's leading to implications for shop assistants as well. And then when shop assistants are trying to step in and enforce company policy on maximum limits, there's a lot of abuse, and we're very concerned about the situation where young and vulnerable retail workers are sometimes being put in a situation where they're having to run asset protection for the major retailers.
So the limit's gone from 8 down to 2. Did the union have an input into that, the imposition of that policy, or what are you going to do about it? You're going to ensure that there's better security around the sale of baby formula, perhaps?
Yeah, so the change in limits all around supply and demand. So supply increased about a year ago, and that saw the limits increase to 8. Now there's been an additional rush on purchasing the product, and both major chains have brought it back down to 2. Look, we're saying pretty clearly it's not a retail worker's job to put themselves in danger to protect the purchase of particular products, and that if supermarkets are concerned in relation to the supply, they should be looking at additional measures, whether that be putting the product behind the counter or indeed employing security guards. So we are worried about it. We are getting too many reports of this occurring, and the fact that an assault occurred is particularly concerning.
So when is there going to be a change? Is the union telling the employees that they better do something about it, or you might take the matter to an industrial situation?
Well, look, our view is that it's the employer's responsibility to provide a safe workplace. So if they're not taking the appropriate action that we think is necessary, obviously we'll take the matter through to the relevant safe work regulators. It's important that measures are put in place so that particularly someone who's manning a self-serve register, and you know, if you can have a young retail worker potentially manning up to 15 registers, is also having to monitor whether someone's going through it for the fourth time to exceed from 2 to 8 purchases of baby formula. So it's a concern. We know the retailers are having to deal with the supply and demand issue. We're asking that when they go and address this, they're also considering the safety of their staff at the same time.
Josh Peake is the Assistant Secretary of the Shop Assistants Union, and he's talking about these problems with selling baby formula, particularly in supermarkets. Josh, is this a problem just in Australia? Do you know if it's a similar problem in other jurisdictions around the world?
Well, it's certainly true that Australia's got a very good reputation, and it's because of the scandal around 10 years ago in China that local product isn't recommended there. I understand the UK has a similar problem, though it's not to the same degree, but particularly because Australian product is so trusted, it's something that seems reasonably unique to our situation.
And what sort of level talks have you had with peak employer groups? Have you done that already, or that's the next step, is it?
Look, that's coming up. We've certainly seen that this has been raised recently. As I said, as these situations occur, we raise it with local management first. But as we've seen the policy change most recently to move the limits from 8 to 2, we're certainly taking steps to engage with the major employers to ensure that they're putting in place measures to protect their staff.
Josh Peake, thanks for being with us today.
Great, thanks, Steve.
That's Josh Peake, who's the Assistant Secretary in South Australia for the Shop, Distributive and Allied Employees Association.
ABC News.